Now joining me is new Thunder Basin and Bolthead volleyball coach Winnette Martin. Hey, Winnette, how are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Now, what was the first thought in your head when you knew you got the job?
Well, the first thing I did is I held my breath, and I couldn't believe I got it. Like, I was very shocked because there's a lot of great applicants in Gillette, and there's a lot of people who have very strong background in volleyball. And so, yeah, I was totally shocked, and it took me a second to release that breath and realize that I got the job, and this did happen. So, pretty exciting.
Now, you led Wright to an impressive dynasty. When you ponder not only the legacy you left at Wright, but also what Wright gave to you, how does that make you feel?
You know, it was hard to talk to the kids and tell them that I was leaving. It's been hard. A lot of parents have come up with tears, gave me lots of compliments, told me they're going to miss me. I've gotten a lot of support about leaving, but, you know, it wasn't an easy thing. And that's probably been the toughest thing about this choice was this community has really been supportive of me, and the kids have been. And so it was hard for us to kind of start breaking that bond and moving on a little bit, you know? You know, I don't know that I feel pressure. I don't know, you know, pressure to move maybe, but find a house and such.
That's important.
I don't know that, yeah, I feel pressure. There is a part of me going, it's time. I've had my experience in Wright, and, you know, this program is cruising. It's doing great. The kids are going to keep doing great. There's a lot of good people here in Wright that can take over this program and keep it going. I have faith in that. So, you know, I'm not worried about the program or the kids. I think they're going to do awesome, so nothing's going to change there. And that's, I think, one of the reasons I felt comfortable applying and then getting the job and leaving is I know that there's some good candidates down here in Wright and some people who have coached with me that are going to apply, and they know how to keep running a good program, you know, and keep it going. And so, and they have ideas on how to make it better, so who knows, right? Maybe on its way to 10 state titles, and I'm only the first couple, you know? So, yeah.
Now, I think everybody's curious on what your first order of business will be as the new Bolt head coach.
You know, I think the first thing is got to be getting assistants hired. And I would like to sit down with the kids and talk about things that they want to do for camp, things that they want to see changed, and things that they liked about the program when they were with the Camels and when they were at Sage Valley. And so I guess those are the first two things that we need to do this spring is get some assistant coaches hired and then start meeting some kids that are going to be heading to Thunder and get their ideas on what they want to see, you know, because ultimately this is their program. You know, it's about the kids and it's their program. So we need to get that started.
Thanks, Winnette. I appreciate it.
Thank you.